This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Breaking news kind of day around here. I don't know what the heck's going on. What's on your mind? Hour number two. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And we got a call from the HICAMP campaign. And moments ago, I spoke with one of the communications operatives for Senator HICAMP. And she wants to come on and talk about this controversy. Now, we're probably nearing 1,000 requests over the 6 years that we've asked for and been rebuffed on interviews with Senator HICAMP. And I have to tell you, there's a part of me that says you don't reward bad behavior. Now, now when we get close to the, you know, the election, also I want to talk about it. Now, so here's what I did. I decided, look, you know, it can never be a bad thing to talk to people, right? I mean, how is it ever a bad idea? It is in some ways rewarding bad behavior, but nonetheless, what, I don't care, whatever. We're bigger than that. This is a big deal, and that's evidenced by the fact that she's worried enough about, you know, the ramifications of wrongly identifying sexual assault victims as sexual assault victims. So, I'm going to do two things. One, I'm going to ask about this situation, but I'm going to ask other questions about issues that have come up as well on this program. I'm also going to welcome your calls. They did not give us any restrictions whatsoever. None. Nada. I did have to move a guest. That is the chairwoman of the Healthy and Productive North Dakota group that is against Measure 3, Christy Spooner. So, Kevin, if you could kindly let them know we apologize and
no problem.
Reschedule that. I know that wasn't super urgent time-wise, and we would just do that another day. So, bottom of the hour, Senator Heidi Heitkamp is going to join us. Now, let me ask you this favor, folks. I would want your calls, your questions, and your comments for her as well. And if you have a question you'd like me to ask, text it in. Anything that you want an answer on. All right? Because, as I say, I'm doing two things. One, we're going to talk about other things besides what she wants to talk about, and that is an explanation on what happened on the sexual assault side, but also other issues that have been important to you that have come up. So text those in, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Todd, you're going to hook up Eugene by the super-duper Comrex 99,000 unit with the blinking lights there? Is that what you're going to do? Oh, I see. You can't connect him and then be connected. A little legal, technical jargon on the air. Just get Eugene on the phone. He was on the phone when Daniel called. So I think he was tied up on another line. So we're trying to hook him up. Go ahead. So anyway, you text Todd 367. This is for me, 367-2054, and for me 226-8503. Senator Heidi Heitkamp at the bottom of the hour, and Eugene Grainer coming up on soybean markets here in a moment. So stay tuned for that on the way. Larry and Bismarck, go ahead. You're up.
Yes. I think it's shameful that Senator Heitkamp wants to come on all of a sudden. I think you should require her to come on only for a one-hour town hall like Congressman Kramer does. If she'll agree to do a full hour taking calls just like Kramer does, go for it. Otherwise, too bad, Senator Heitkamp. This is your bed. Sleep in it.
Interesting approach there, Larry. I hadn't thought of that, actually. He was thinking I should do a little more negotiating. One thing I did ask is that, look, I'm not just talking about this newspaper ad and, the flap over wrongly identifying people as sexual assault victims when they're not, and this is obviously a controversy that's taken off. So I said, look, we're talking about that, but I want to talk about everything. Fine. So we're talking about everything. So that was my one thing that I wanted to make sure was clear. And as I say, I'm including you as well, as we always do. We do it for everybody. There's nobody we take as a guest that we say, okay, we won't take calls. Nobody. We don't do it. Exactly. Daniel, you want to give Eugene Greiner a call again here? Looks like he's waiting for your call. Get him on. Text me, 367-2054 with your questions, or Todd, 226-8503. Tell us what you want us to ask. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, today on the program.
I got to say, I thought I was getting punked when she called.
Kevin thought he was getting punked.
Like, wait a minute. What? Really? Okay.
This doesn't surprise me in the least. It doesn't, it doesn't surprise me in the least because it allows her to remove the argument that she doesn't come on. And this is a controversy that needs to be addressed. So it's rather savvy politically. I don't care. Like I say, I mean, some people could make the argument, well, you're being used, you're being used. We're a radio talk show. We invite people on. We've invited her on in the past. She said no. Now that she says yes, I'm not going to say no. You said no before, so no sticks. No, I mean, this audience is very, very savvy, very smart. They're a bunch that just knows better. You know what's going on. Got it all done. Texter says, I'm getting a lot of questions here right today. Now the big question will be, which questions do we ask? Right?
Exactly.
We have to do that thing. All right. You want to hear a few while we're waiting for Eugene here? We're trying a different number for Eugene. I'll try that one, Daniel. I don't know what the heck's going on. Maybe I wrote down his number wrong because he gave me a super secret desk number. Todd probably has that number too, don't you, for Eugene Greiner? Somewhere, somehow?
I know I don't have it.
There's Todd putting it. Todd's not talking, but he's typing.
It's the same phone number he gives on the radio all the time, so I guess it wouldn't be the end of the world, but.
That's the one we call him, but he said something about the busy phones are backing up.
He just texted me that number, so.
All right. Hi, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel sorry for people that this happened to. I even know one of the victims that was on there, and I never even knew that about her. And I'm just stunned. But I would, just take a step back from this and allow her to come on and apologize to those people that were printed on that ad.
It's hard to get, in other words, there's two tracks here, right? There's sort of a political blunder where, you were attempting to do something which in my mind was ridiculous anyway, but whatever, trying to say I stand for sexual assault victims and my opponent doesn't, right? You're trying to do that over here. But over here is, people that have their name in newspapers all across the state saying they were sexual assault victims when they were not. I mean, that your heart aches for them. Imagine, going through that. I totally agree with you. Eugene Greiner is here. We finally connected with Eugene Greiner. Sorry, Eugene, we had a little snafu there on the numbers. How are you, sir?
Sorry about that myself, and thanks for having me on.
Heartland Investor Services. The reason I call Eugene today, and I got about a minute now, and then we'll take a break and let you go a little bit on a few of these things, is this news that our soybeans, are headed for China. Is this any kind of breakthrough at all?
Well, I'd say it's cracking the dam. The water's starting to leak. Yes, yesterday it was announced 2 cargoes, 2.5 million bushels, which were booked back in May already through Syncor, is headed to China. They will be paying the tariffs on them, but it was their cancellation cost, but they must have had them hedged up that they're going to make them work. Now, some think they're going to end to Taiwan. They'll divert to Taiwan instead of China to avoid the taxes. But for this point in time, the dam is starting to crack, and I got a lot to talk about on this if you got time after the break.
Yeah, very interesting. And the price, too, if we look at the price over a significant period of time, it's not really like as bad as it's been made out to be, it seems to me.
Well, that's what I want to talk about. Anybody with a fifth grade education knew soybeans this year, year over year, especially if you're a fourth generation farmer, by the way, I'd like to address that too. We have seen bean yields 8% over last year, record production, and last year's bean price low was 907. We were going to go below $9 this year. And we're missing another big element, the currency factor, South America and Argentina. So I'll tell you about that on the other side.
All right, hang tight. More with Eugene Grainer. We're talking soybean prices next. Don't go away.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Carson Wentz has a hot spring spas and pool tables too, pool table, and a whole lot of other things. But what do you sell here? What attracted Carson to your pool tables, Vince, at hot spring spas?
Well, he wanted the one that had NDSU on it, and Olhausen is the only brand, the only one made in the United States, so they can do custom pool tables, and we did him NDSU pool table and shuffleboard table.
What if I want a University of North Dakota pool table?
We can do a University of North Dakota pool table as well. It's kind of fun to customize your game room.
Hot spring spas and pool tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. The Brunswick and Olhausen pool tables. Come see them. The best brands, Olhausen and Brunswick, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake.
It is price to go.
Now's the time to buy at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you, and save big.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Heidi Heitkamp's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. They called in during the program and asked if we could find a slot for her. We did. We cleared out the scheduled guest, and we do have a slot for her, and hopefully we'll have more opportunities for you. One of the callers has said, hey, it should be an hour. call in just like Kevin Cramer does. So we'll ask. We'll see. But we'll start today on the news that she's wanting to address and a couple of things as well. Our friends at the University of Mary wanted me to tell you about a way for you, if you're a nurse, to move up in your profession, earn an advanced degree. There's a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees that are needed by the year 2020, and the University of Mary makes all that possible, offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. Now, check the price on that. Comparison shop. Most programs run as much as $8,000 higher. So this is a good way to go. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Okay, back with more with Eugene Grainer, Heartland Investor Services, talking a little bit about the soybean market. The soybean market has become the political football of this election right now, and so much of the news reporting on it, so much of the campaign ads on it are not accurate. So I want you to help us sort this all out and tell us, set aside the politics, set aside even the trade stuff. Where would we be with the soybeans right now? Where are we?
I think the reality check that people are missing is, had there not been a trade war, the natural cycle event of things, soybeans last year went from $10.45 down to $9.07, and then in the fall we started sniffing that September, October was a weather problem in South America, and that Argentina was entering into a drought, and the bean market started firming up in September and October. And basically, at this time last year, beans were just trading in the 940 range, about 60 cents higher than where we're at right now presently. But let's extrapolate forward. That drought in Argentina ran our bean prices cyclically into the spring again, back for new crop bean offers at 1045. Now, if I'd have told any normal thinking person back in February and March, when we were hedging at Heartland Investor Services with our clients, that, you know what? This year, we're going to have a production of beans 8% over last year. And if last year's low was 907, now conceptualize 8%. Add two more to it. That's 10%. You know, that much production year over year, it was likely that the board at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange was going to have a date with an 8 in front of it. Now, let's add one more thing to this element, maybe as big as the production element. By the way, the South American beans, the only other place you can buy beans from, the Brazilian real from January into Labor Day of this year is going to drop 25% in its value. And the Argentine peso from January to Labor Day, there's a reason why I keep saying Labor Day, Labor Day is going to drop half of its value. When the currencies like that collapse, it makes their grains cheaper than us. Kind of like in 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, when we had a great time farming here, when our dollar went to pieces and it made our grains cheaper, that we could move them out better. Well, that would have occurred to us this year. And if you've been around this thing, especially, and I'm so tired of those whiny commercials Heidi Heitkamp's got running with those farmers who act like they've never seen a price decline before, like the whole decline is President Trump's fault and Kevin Cramer's fault, but never minding the fact bean yields are up 8%, currency extrapolation out of South America would have buried us this past summer, we would have been all of $8.50 on the board on the bean prices. Now, stop right there. The problem in North Dakota is the Pacific Northwest bean basis. That's where we went to pieces here. We have clients in Nebraska, their basis down 15% over last year. Clients in Iowa, Illinois, basis down 15-20% over last year's horrible basis. But you see, President Trump's market mitigation plan was designed to come in and take care of the basis lost, you know, some of that market loss. But for North Dakota farmers, the basis lost. But I asked those whiny farmers in those Heidi ads, you've been farming four generations, why weren't you thinking hedging when beans were in the $10.40 range, well above $10, when you know as soon as summer comes, they look at every opportunity to bust the price down on ever-increasing yields, let alone a currency snafu out of South America that was going to happen here. Now, yes, we have a problem on Pacific Northwest beans in China, which the dam may be cracking right now with them willing to take those core beans from May and not just cancel out and take the penalties for canceling out. They took them because they need them. Because Brazil, you want to buy, there's going to be beans leaving Brazil going to China in October, November, December, because those beans were already bought earlier in the year. You want new purchases. I need more beans. You show up in Brazil right now, they'll say, sure, we'll sell you beans. When would you like them in February, March, April, or May of next year? That's what the statement is. But the U.S. now, we've dialed in an absolute horrid marketing plan. We're behind last year. But the thing is, the marketing year starts on September 1st. The USDA has a track record of being wrong the last 10 years in a row at the beginning of the marketing year versus the end of the marketing year, what the carryout's going to be. And they're always off by a factor of about 20%. Well, right now, 20% can come to almost 200 million bushels that are going to be off. And why is that? Because I've been sitting here checking off every successful thing that President Trump has done. He brought Mexico and Canada to a quick resolution within a year. He brought North Korea. He brought the Korean War basically to an end. There's no missiles flying, and he's on a first-name basis with Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is. He's got a dialogue going, and there's no more missiles flying being tested in that country. That's about to come to an end. And I asked the members of the American Soybean Association, besides yourself, who failed utterly leaving the tariffs on since the China came into the World Trade Organization, who could you have better working for you right now than President Donald Trump to bring an end to unfair trade practices? Do you realize that South America has grown their bean production in the last decade to the equivalency of the size of the country of South Korea? Every year, and including this year, Brazil has been increasing their bean production, and every year China has taken every bean they've grown, and then they buy from the U.S. We went from 40% providing 40% of China's bean needs back in the 2000s to now, prior to this current trade war, providing them 33%. Yes, every third row of beans in the United States went to China. My question is, American Soybean Association, why isn't it every row and a half or every two rows? Why did you let Brazil get free access to these markets from Brazil to China and let us sit there with those tariffs on and not being able to fight fairly and capture market share? And that's the problem here that most are missing. The big problem on the price decline is foreign currency manipulation and, at the same token, our overproduction in the United States.
So how does this movie end, Eugene?
Wilbur Ross told us in that behind closed meeting luncheon back in August, where everything he has said, I've checked off, is done. The last thing that he said that needs to be done, he said President Xi is coming in November after elections when they lose power over him, because they know the next election is 2 years out. He says we will have a resolution with China in November or December. And I believe strongly that's going to occur, and we're going to see ag prices explode into the new year as we've dialed in record production and no demand. And now the demand equation is going to shift, and everybody's going to wake up at the end of the year going, what happened? Why are prices so high?
Fascinating. Well, things are changing. Watch it close. Pay less attention to the rhetoric and more attention to the facts, and you get
it's
those
not
my friend.
The art of the politics, it's the art of the deal.
Exactly. Our friend Eugene Grainer, Heartland Investor Services. How do they get your newsletter?
HeartlandInvest.com or text the word corn to 95577. Text the word corn to 95577.
All right, sir. Thanks so much. That, ladies and gentlemen, Eugene Grainer, and a whole lot of common sense. Heidi Heitkamp when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Yes, it's true.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Stark, Wells, and Bottineau counties in North Dakota, and an extensive lumberyard retirement liquidation auction in Manoman, Minnesota on October 23rd at 9 a.m. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no hope.
Some of them have no trace of off. You wouldn't even know. Just got blown right off to the footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Affordable, reliable energy is not something we can take for granted. It's been under attack by the previous administration and a whole movement. It's something you need to remember. We have right here in North Dakota, folks, your neighbors that are providing this affordable, reliable energy, great wages, contributes a lot to the economy, but most importantly, reliable, affordable energy and what that means to the economy. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's SecureEnergyFuture.org. On our newsmaker line this morning is someone that's not been on our newsmaker line for a long time, Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Well, it's not a good day, Scott. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So first of all, I have to ask you why it has been so long since you've been on. We've really tried, I think you know, hundreds and hundreds of times and requests to have you come on the program. Not for me, not for any of us at the, you know, the radio stations we serve, but for the listeners. What is the problem?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to, because I want to spend some time apologizing to many of the people that live in the Bismarck Mandan area. I don't want to detract from that. But in the past, I think I felt that that wasn't really fair and that a lot of the things that get said on the radio show, you know, that this becomes a back and forth without a real dialogue and a real opportunity to move forward. The reason why I'm on calling today is I think that the criticism that anyone can levy against the campaign today is legitimate, and that it's important that when people have legitimate criticism, that we confront it and we have a conversation about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the question all of us are asking is, how would this happen? I mean, how does it ultimately happen? And I know you addressed part of that in the statement, but let me just ask you this. What if this was a loved one of yours that has their name and they're identified as a sexual assault survivor that's not a sexual assault survivor and also didn't say, hey, it's okay for you to use my name in a political ad? How do you feel?
Oh, I'm horrible and mad and angry and furious and ready to, you know, kind of tell someone, what were you thinking? Why is this happening? How could you be this irresponsible? I mean, you know, I've gone through all of that, Scott, exactly the same way that you've set it out. What if this were my daughter? What if this were my son? How would I react to this? What if this were my sister? And so I don't think that there is any amount of outrage that we should minimize in any of this. I think that there's two things that I'm concerned about. Number one, a number of people, in fact, well over 100, still signed that letter who were victims. And that if this in any way diminishes their commitment and their bravery and courage in signing that letter, that's a horrible thing to have happen. And then for those people who did not want, some of which who are victims of sexual assault, and some of them, as I understand it, are not. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. Again, a horrible result and a horrible thing to have happen. And, you know, I think people tend to think that well, this will go away. No, it won't. I mean, this is a very, very bad day. It's really horribly unfortunate. And the only thing I can do is say, I am so sorry. I'm not going to ask for forgiveness, but I want to know what we can do to fix this. And so it's not that this is, I'm not minimizing in any way, Scott, this event. I think that this is horrible. And I look at this the way I would if I were someone whose name was in the paper who didn't authorize it. And I think that that is a colossal and huge mistake for which I will undoubtedly have reputational injury as a result of it. But I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about fixing what we've done and the mistake that's been made.
I want you to respond to something the Republican Party said, is because you're clearly, sound as though you believe that you and the campaign deserve some criticism here. So I want you to know, I want you to give you a chance to say whether this is fair or not. This is another example of Heidi Heitkamp exploiting whoever she can for political gain. With a campaign built on lies, misinformation, and manufactured controversy, it's no wonder Heitkamp is the most vulnerable senator in the country.
Well, again, it's so tragic that they would turn this, and, you know, obviously I expect criticism, but there's not one mention of the people here who have been victimized. And so, you know, they're going to say what they're going to say. And, you know, that's all political speak. But the reality is today, it's not about politics. It's about saying you're sorry, saying what is it that I can do to fix it, and recognizing that there are real consequences to the action that the campaign took that we need to fix. And so I'm not here to defend myself. I'm not here to defend anything. I'm here to basically say I'm sorry. And I think it's important, Scott, to be on your show a number of ways, because I think when you have legitimate criticism, I think that I owe an explanation. And many, in fact, probably most of the people whose names were on this list inappropriately and wrongly are from the Bismarck Mandan area.
So, to your point of it not being political, or rather that the statement I read you was political, isn't it political to use these women for political gain? I mean, you're essentially exploiting women for saying, hey, I'm with you on sexual assault. Just seems like something that shouldn't be part of politics, isn't it?
Well, I think that it has become. In fact, I talked to a woman today. It was interesting. I talked to a woman today whose name was wrongly on this list. And when she was explaining to me, she had given authorization, but not to do what was done. I mean, it was in honor of another survivor. She said she did it because she believes the government needs to have a more appropriate response. And so that's the kind of public policy part of this that is going to get lost legitimate criticism you hear today. And that I find to be another casualty of this error. And, you know, I just can't say enough that that was not the intention. I think that people who have been victims who wanted to have a voice, we gave them a voice. I think that's important, unfortunately, and wrongly, and in a very, very big way. There were other people whose names were put on this list who did not want their name on the list and who had not authorized it. And so we have to take responsibility for that. But, you know, I don't like people who say, well, you know, I'll take responsibility. No, how are you going to fix it? And what are you going to do to make sure that it never happens again? And what actually happened? They want explanations. We're getting to the bottom of that, Scott, to try and give them an explanation on what happened. And hopefully, I've already talked to, I left a voice message on one and talked to another. And, you know, it was a fairly angry conversation, and understandably on her side. And, you know, I calmly explained what the consequences were. And so I need to understand that, and I need to personally reach out to every person who didn't belong on that list and apologize. And, you know, the one thing is, you know, I don't think anyone's perfect in the world. And sometimes when you're on a big stage, you can make big mistakes. And I think our campaign made a big mistake, and we need to own it, and we need to fix it.
Only a few minutes left here, and I promise the listeners I'd give them a chance to get in. One text in the question, sure. Why did you do the same about Chris Kramer? I assume meaning exploiting, Chris Kramer as you've used in your ads.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Chris Kramer's, job became an issue when, she basically received federal campaign dollars. And what I would say to that, Scott, is, if my husband's a family physician, most people in this community know that. And if he's been at it for over 30 years, I'm proud of the work that he does and has great relationships with his patients. Should I pay him $100,000 to be a political consultant on healthcare? Yeah, I look at it that way. And I know people say, well, that's not fair. You know, Chris goes to work every day. But my husband gives me a lot of advice about healthcare. And I think that there's nepotism laws in this country for a reason, and we have to be honest about it. And so I think that there is a legitimacy to that criticism. And I just would ask people to think about it from the perspective: if I did it, if I put my kids on the payroll, and if I hired my husband to be a consultant and paid out of political funds that were raised to run a campaign, I think a lot of people would have real questions about that. And then if that's true, then why have any nepotism laws? But, come on to talk about Chris Kramer. I came on to basically issue a heartfelt and I think, very, very, if any of the people who were on the letter who did not belong in the letter, we're trying to reach out to everyone. I know a lot of you probably don't want to talk to me, but I really want an opportunity to apologize in person.
By the way, those responsible for this, will they be fired?
Well, we're trying to get to the bottom of how this whole thing happened. And the simple answer is that there will, in fact, be consequences. But again, we've got to get to the bottom of how this actually happened, Scott. And, the thing is, we can all say, well, and that's the age-old dodge, right? I'm going to fire that staff person. At the bottom of that page was my name, and I take responsibility. And, people have to decide whether I get fired, right?
We only have a minute left, so I want to get this question in here for you because I did promise callers too. Chris, on the road for Heidi Heitkamp. Quickly, go ahead.
Good morning, Senator Heitkamp. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to ask you how you can explain that in the 90s when you were Attorney General of the State of North Dakota, you failed to recommend charges against Robert Hall for the Native American sex abuse scandal, but yet in the Kavanaugh hearings you convicted him in the court of public opinion with your no vote when there was no collaborating evidence or any corroboration whatsoever. I'll hang up and let you reply. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the question, and I know that there's been a number of people who are trying to look back at the Wapton Indian School, and Scott, if I can just take a couple minutes because this is a complicated case.
Okay, I'm happy to give you a couple of minutes, but we're going to have to take a break and finish it on the other side of the break then because there's a hard break coming up here and I don't want to cut you off.
Okay.
Does that work?
That's fine because I think it is important to respond to that question about how prosecutions work and what happened with the Wapton Indian School, which was a really, really big mess, and how we got involved in it, even though nobody else wanted to get involved.
All right, more with Heidi Heitkamp on the other side of the break. Don't go away, folks. This is What's on Your Mind. One more segment to go on an interesting day. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Stark, Wells, and Botineau counties in North Dakota, and an extensive lumberyard retirement liquidation auction in Manoman, Minnesota on October 23rd at 9 a.m. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Don't get stuck in the mud this harvest season. Let Butler Machinery and the Lexion Track Combine help you get the crops off the field with 2.9% for 60 months on all used Lexions. Harvest with tracks this season with 2.9% for 60 months. With a deal like this, you can't afford to wait. Contact Butler today and harvest with the best. Lexion Track Combines and Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today. Certain restrictions apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Out the Lazy J Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota right now, and some are heading out. In fact, I was at Schweitzer's in Bismarck the other day, and they said they had five coming to the processing plant south of Mandan there, so they're going to be loading up some more, and if you have your name on it, so you just pick the butcher shop, and they'll bring them right there. Simple as that. This is grass-finished beef from the Lazy J Ranch. Find them on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch, or call them at 605-524-3472. We are chatting with Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Her office called during the program today and offered to have her come on, so we made some switcheroo and found some time to chat about a story that you'll be hearing more about today, the book this morning related to an ad in newspapers. And it was signed by a number of different people, and a few of them have come forward and said, hey, I didn't give permission to have my name there, and you're calling us all sexual assault survivors. I'm not a sexual assault survivor. Senator Heitkamp coming on today to talk about her plans to try and amend for this situation and talking a little bit about how it happened. We had a question before the break from a listener that said, hey, wait a minute, you were attorney general, and you dropped the ball on a sexual abuse case, and now you're arguing against Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee, and convicting him in the court of public opinion before there is anything proven on that. What's the difference? So to that, Heidi said, give me some time. I want to explain this.
Right.
And mainly you wanted to start with the case a number of years ago when you were Attorney General, correct?
Right. So right. And actually our involvement was not so much as prosecutors but as investigators. When we heard that there were cases of both physical and sexual abuse at the Wahpeton Indian School, we kept calling the federal officials saying this is something you need to investigate because there is still an open question about whether the Indian School is federal jurisdiction. And no one seemed to be very interested in doing that. And so I with the Department of Human Services, sent in DCI and our investigators to do an investigation, which was very extensive. And we worked with John Schneider, who was the U.S. attorney at the time, and with the state's attorney, who would have been the two charging authorities. When we got done with the investigation, we handed that investigation over to Bud Myers, who at the time was the state's attorney in Richland County, and to the U.S. attorney, who at the time was John Schneider. Bud Myers at that point declined to prosecute. And so under North Dakota law, the attorney general does not have primary jurisdiction. That decision belongs to the state's attorney. And so, number one, I don't know that the investigation would have even been done if we hadn't stepped in. We didn't drop it at that after Bud decided not to prosecute. What we did was simply then engage with our congressional delegation, which at the time was Kent and Byron, to try and get additional resources, but also to get federal authorities to clean up. The staff was fired and remedial measures were taken. But this, I know a lot of people are spinning out there that this was my decision on whether to prosecute or not. It was not. It was the state's attorney's. And, you know, North Dakota system, under a previous attorney general, there had been a lot of problems because the attorney general had tried to prosecute cases that he didn't have jurisdiction over, and the state's attorneys and the state's attorney association feel very strongly that that's their job, and by the state law it is their job. And so this was not my decision. It might have been a different decision had it been mine, but I appreciate and respect North Dakota law and did everything that I could to see that problems were remediated at the Wahpeton Indian School, and they're open today. And doing much better because I think we were able to step in and work with them to have remedial measures. So, and that's
on his other point about Kavanaugh, a lot of people have called us about this to say, hey, you're a lawyer. You ought to know, well enough that someone is innocent until proven guilty. And in the case of Dr. Ford, you had a number of people that she listed as those that would corroborate her story who didn't, who couldn't. So you've got a lot of holes in that. How do you not give him the benefit of the doubt like you would any other person in the judicial system?
Number one, I think it's important to remember that this was not a trial. This was not him being put on trial with the potential punishment of going to jail. That's not the role of the Senate. It's advice and consent. And a legitimate and I think believable witness came forward, told a story. I think that I believed Judge Kavanaugh when he said he didn't remember it. And I'm not sure I believed him when he said he didn't do it, but I definitely believed him that this was not an event that he remembered. But I think during his presentation and during, we look very closely for judicial temperament. I'm not someone, Scott, who sits down and says, are you going to reverse? You don't know what a judge is going to do on any particular case. you can read their past records and try and get an indication of how they read the law. But I look for two things when I do advise and consent. The first thing that I look at is whether, in fact, the person is qualified by legal ability. And I think clearly Judge Kavanaugh was. The second thing is this person qualified by temperament and by judicial, you know, kind of restraint and impartiality? Justice is blind. And so up until those hearings, I had our staff begin to prepare a statement that I was supporting Judge Kavanaugh. After the hearing and watching his interchange and his presentation, and I will tell you honestly, you know, prevaricating on some small things that he didn't need to, you know, not being forthcoming, even though you can say, well, they shouldn't have asked him those questions, then he should have just simply said, you know, I'm not going to answer those questions. Instead, right. I think that he, you know,
we're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, the clock tells us we're out of time, but I appreciate your time. Let's do this again very soon, okay?
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.